to Mental Talks, a podcast aimed at fighting the stigma around mental health. My name's Paul Hanna.
I'm Lewis O'Kane.
And I'm Ryan North, and each episode will openly discuss topics relating to mental health.
Hello and welcome to Mental Talks, Season 2, Episode 1. We're going to start a new season this year as we've been missing in action for quite some time.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi everyone, it has been an extremely long time, and season two already. How many episodes are we getting in season one, Lewis?
We did six in season one. Six episodes.
So it's a six episode seasons. Okay, so yeah, 2021, new year, new start. We're going to try and commit to doing this more regularly, but with lockdowns and everything else that's been going on over the last few months, we took a little bit of a pause to get things sorted, but now we're back.
Yeah.
And we're still in a lockdown. Background's changed.
How many episodes are we going for? One a month?
I think we could do one a week.
Let's do a monthly episode slot.
One a week? Lewis is saying one a week.
One a week.
You know, we want to push this out there. 2021, mental health is going to become a huge talking point this year.
So you can tell we prepare what we're going to say, can't you?
It's all scripted, this is.
It's all on a whim. We have not planned this one at all. We are going to talk about
it. I think it'll be good. Good conversation today without any planning.
Yeah.
I think we just let it flow and see what happens.
Yeah. Let's start with the very obvious. How was everyone's Christmas?
I mean, Christmas feels like it was miles away. But if it's probably like the same as everyone else in the nation, which was a lockdown, debating if you wanted to go and spend some time with family and friends, or you want to go to different tiers, or you wanted to just have some time on your own because you didn't want to risk people's health, and lots of big decisions. But yeah, it was really good. So yeah, nice and quiet this year.
Different.
Bit weird, isn't it? Because Christmas is a time of bringing everyone together. And that kind of one special day where you put your phones down, you know, you really focus on conversations and talking. And for this year, for so many, we didn't have that opportunity. So very interesting year. Same as New Year's as well.
I can't believe how different it felt. I thought it'd be fine, but yeah, it's hard not seeing the people that you see every Christmas. You know, your dad and granddad, your auntie and uncles, your cousins, your long lost brothers, long lost sisters. But
it's a very different world, isn't it? But I think it's what the positivity that came out of 2020 for me. I'm already moving on to a new subject line already, Lewis. I apologise, but I think was
my Christmas was fine, by the way.
Oh yeah, we'll come back to it in a minute. I think was the fact that from the beginning of the year, people really trying to put mental health and awareness on the radar, and it wasn't happening. But actually, during the pandemic and towards the end of the year, it has massively become on the agenda of everything. You turn the TV on, or you listen to the radio, there's a conversation about it all the time. And it's brilliant. And it was, you know, I think that's one of the most positive things that's come out of 2020 is the awareness and some of the decisions they're making around doing campaigns and all that sort of stuff. And I know they're doing something in Dudley tonight, which is kind of nearby where I live, where they're lighting up certain buildings to kind of create awareness about that tonight. So it's really positive. But we'll go back to Paul about your Christmas now.
Yeah, Paul, let's have your views on your Christmas day, Paul.
Yeah. My Christmas day was really good, to be honest. I enjoyed the morning with my youngest, Alfred. I was about to say Alfie, but I do prefer Alfred. Obviously he was 4 months old, so didn't really know what was going on, but I quite enjoyed lying down with him on the floor and letting him tear at his wrapping. And then I had my eldest, Theodore, picked him up sort of lunchtime. And yeah, just opening presents all day, just absolutely going crazy. He's just in awe of everything that he opened, and it was just magical to see, to be honest. But I mean, the whole festive period was great, in all honesty. I mean, obviously it didn't snow on Christmas Day, but then it snowed towards the end. You know, I think it was New Year's Eve it snowed, or a couple of days before. First time Theo had seen snow, and got him to, I was lucky enough to take him sledging. So he absolutely loved that, and just creating memories, really. It was just amazing. brilliant. Nothing more I could ask for, really.
Fantastic story, Paul.
Yeah.
How was yours?
Yeah.
Well, Christmas, you know, brand new store manager role in a new company. So it felt weird. It felt really good leading my team through. I think we had a really good Christmas, but very different, you know, social distancing with us, with customers, with colleagues. But we had a laugh and, yeah, we had a really good Christmas, really enjoyed it. On a personal level, yeah, I had a really fantastic Christmas. Got a lovely PlayStation 5.
Nice.
I had a lovely day out. But I suppose the big one, obviously, why you're all smiling. Yes, yeah, so I got engaged on Christmas Day.
Wow. Not cliche at all.
It wasn't cliche at all. No, not at all.
It's a beautiful thing, though, Lewis. It's
beautiful.
You know, congratulations. How did you do it? Talk us through it. Talk us through the process. How did I do it?
So we got up.
Or was it the other way around?
No, not at all.
you never know these days.
You don't. No.
What did we do? We had something, a nice little coffee in the morning, opened a few presents. Wasn't allowed to open the PlayStation until after I'd done the deed. I said, yeah, I saved the big presents till the end.
Did she know it was happening?
No. She had no idea.
Wow. That's good. That's amazing.
Risky.
Risky, very risky, because if she'd have said no, it was microwave dinner for her.
So she didn't have any hints whatsoever?
No
inkling, no nothing? You didn't have a discussion about it? Or
just told her I was going to buy something for Christmas. That was nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay.
Went for a walk in the woods, and I don't know why that's funny. Got down on one knee and asked her to marry me. She asked 10 times if I was joking, and I had to reassure her 10 times that this wasn't a big April Fool's joke.
Did you just do it, or did you have like a little speech prepared where you confessed your undying love and all that stuff?
I just did it. The details stay between me and my partner. There will be a wedding next year, Mental Talks wedding. Maybe we could record a podcast on that.
We'll be live streaming it.
Get it out there.
Yeah, no, and that's it. You know, life moves.
Congratulations.
Sometimes life moves fast, but
it does. Yep. Have you thought about who your best man's going to be yet?
It's not going to be you, and it's not going to be Paul.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Well, thanks for just confirming it isn't us.
That's the end of episode one, season two. Thanks
for watching. How's your lockdown going?
It's hard, isn't it? It's hard. I don't know about you, but I'm finding a lot more people are struggling now.
Yeah, it seems a lot more serious. A lot more people that, you know, people know are getting it. It's not just somewhere, you know, in another district or whatever. It seems to be people that are close to you are getting it. So it's quite scary, to be honest. You know, obviously it's just seems to be getting worse and worse.
It's just because it feels never ending, doesn't it? So
yeah.
You know, we had the first lockdown that ended, things started reopening back up again. You could sort of get back into some sort of normal regime, and then it came back again, this tier system. What are you in, tier one, you're in tier two? Yeah. And then it just got dumped on us, didn't it? That was it. We're going into another lockdown, and then you just straight back into it, and you think, when's it ending? You know, you read the news every day, and it's looking like March is going to be the closest that it's going to be. I'm really struggling sometimes. I really miss the gym.
I absolutely miss the gym. I like most people, really peaked out over Christmas, and I was like, it's all fine, you know, I understand the process, you know.
Senor Ryan has returned to the podcast.
Holidays and technology.
Welcome back, Ryan. Welcome to Mental Talks podcast, episode one, season two.
Thank you. Very professional.
Long time no see.
Thank you. We're just talking about how Paul was just talking about the gym. So Sorry, Paul, do you
want to
carry on?
Yeah, so obviously, like many of us, pigged out over Christmas, but I've sort of understood that when I flick that switch, I can, you know, get back onto my health kick. And I had one day at the gym, and then it closed. So
it was, it came from nowhere as well. So
yeah,
you know, in the previous podcast where I said I was going to join the gym, and then the next podcast came along and I hadn't joined the gym, and everyone was very disappointed that
yeah
I hadn't joined the gym. Well, I did join the gym.
You even bought a diary, didn't you?
I did, yeah. And I've used some of it. But I did join the gym, and then 2 weeks later, that was it. The gym's closed again, and I thought, yeah, God, how am I gonna go for this? But we have to find other ways. So tonight, I went for a run.
Nice.
Wow.
Only a small, you know, 2.3 miles around. I found a route that takes me in a circle around where I live. I'm not going to say I ran all of it. That'd be a lie, because my body is not a temple at the moment.
As long as you're moving, as long as you're moving, it's the step in the right direction.
So my aim is by the end of February to be able to run that entire route. So okay, we'll see. What about you, Ryan? Because the last podcast we were talking about, you were focused on the gym, your fitness, and you were talking about your plans for the future. How has this second lockdown affected you and your mentality?
So Christmas didn't help, because chocolate and nice food and party food and alcohol. But yeah, disappointing, same as Paul, really, in respect that got ready to go back to the gym. I went for, I think, 2 days, and then, you know, new tiers, lockdowns and everything. So it was a bit disappointing, because you have a bit of a plan in your head what you want to do. Quite frustrating, really. But it makes I understand what the government needs to do. But recently, been doing lots more walking, and I feel like I'm really old by saying this, but over New Year, there was a program on ITV around like the top 100 walks in England. And my kind of thing this year is, each weekend, is to go and do one of those walks around where I live at the moment. But then once lockdown's lifted, move up around the country and kind of conquer each of those, because I really enjoy walking. It's really fun. It's more interesting at the moment. But it's nice to just get out and about and just keep moving, like Paul said. But yeah, frustrating with the gyms, but it's life. It's where we are at the moment, pandemic and all that.
It is, but, you know, it's hard to, you know, I get flashback memories from this time last year when I was probably in the best shape of my adult life. And then all the chocolates and mince pies and, you know, I enjoyed Christmas, I'm not going to lie. Incredibly satisfying to enjoy.
I think it's more different this year, wasn't it? Because, like I said, there's less people around this year. I think people just had enough as well. And I think it was just, let's just all go out, let's have some fun, you know, drink, eat, be merry. So I think a lot of people in the same situation. Absolutely. And also I think because the gyms have been closed and people probably anticipate them being closed for a long time, it's almost like, do you know what? I'm just going to put that pause and I'll restart soon. So I think a lot of people in this kind of different mindset. But, you know, it's a challenge, isn't it? Because every time you can't plan for anything at all in life at the moment, you know,
it's a dangerous game, though, because if you keep putting fitness off, you're going to get to a point where, you know, you're way further behind than what you were at the start, you know. And it is a dangerous, because people are saying, oh, you know, I don't need to start until the gym's open again. But what I'm doing is obviously focusing on my steps that I'm taking, and also, you know, watching what I'm eating. You know, I want to lose a bit of body fat to regain my abs, but I'm eating in the calorie deficit right now. So obviously it would burn some fat, and hopefully when the gym's open, I'll be in a lot better shape than what I am at the moment. And then obviously I can then hit that next level when the gyms do open.
Yeah. I think, it's important to try and do something. That's why, you know, I sat there last night and I was like, I need to do something. I need to stop making this excuse of there's a lockdown and Just go out there and do so. So I went for the run, and you know, it killed me. We both went. We worked out who was fitter. It wasn't me. But it's something to look forward to and aim to, and you know, one day we'll look back on this lockdown and go, do we need the gyms anymore? Or
well, I mean, that is interesting, isn't it? Because you think of how many people have now, you scroll down Instagram or anything, the social network, and the amount of people that have got their home gym setups now, or, you know, they do weights in their shed or whatever, their garages, all that kind of stuff. So I do think, you know, the participation in gyms will be dramatically reduced when we come out of this pandemic, because people have found alternatives. A lot of people have gone to walking. If you do go out and about, you know, get your central shops and stuff, there's just everyone's walking everywhere. So it's very different. And I think how people keep fit in the future might be slightly different to what it was before we entered the pandemic.
What are your takeaways then from this lockdown versus probably the first lockdown?
If you go out your house, you get fined. Pretty much. That's pretty much it. Go to work. Yeah, go to work, do your essential shopping, and then get back in the bloody house.
It's hard. So if I said, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, and I was sat here playing my PlayStation, you know, having the time of my life, but all day I knew I wasn't feeling right. I knew that I wasn't 100% me. And I just sat there and I closed the PlayStation down. I said, let's go for a walk, because I don't feel myself. I feel a bit down. I feel a bit deflated. And I find that a lot of people are saying they're getting a bit more deflated now, and they're struggling a lot more now than the first lockdown was easy, wasn't it? Let's be honest. You know, it was summer. You could go out for a walk in the park. It was sunshine. It was light.
It was kind of like Christmas all over again. Just like, right, get the buffet food out. Let's get it.
I was going to say, the first lockdown, to some people, was a little bit of like a novelty for a first few weeks, because they thought this will just be a few weeks.
Yeah.
You know, you saw it. I mean, I remember seeing it on like social media, and people go, I'm on furlough, I'm getting paid to sit home, and everyone was loving it, weren't they? It was a novelty at the start. But I think this lockdown, I think it's almost, for me personally, I've adapted to this way of living at the moment. So like, I'm not, when it announced, I wasn't that bothered, because I'm thinking, do you know what? It's the right thing to do. I'm already living in this situation. Let's just carry on and adapt to it. So, and you take the positives from it. So, you know, everywhere is closed. So, you know, financially, there's a bigger opportunity than ever in my life to save more money. Because there's no temptation to go out and eat in a restaurant, or go to Alton Towers, or go and do something unnecessarily, because I can save. And, you know, get to talk to people more often, because, you know, it's the right thing to do. You know, you pick up the phone to someone, FaceTime, do these kind of things, because you've got the time, you've got no excuse. Oh, yeah, I'm going out tonight, or I'm doing this, or I'm really busy. Like, everyone is in the same position where they've got nowhere to go. So it's really good to have more conversations and, you know, socialize and keep connected, and you know, make sure everyone is okay. And even if there's one person that goes quiet that you know, or place of your work that someone doesn't seem right, just pick up the phone. That one conversation can do a lot. So yeah
definitely. I mean, I agree. I mean, obviously absolutely gutted that the gyms are shut, but that's all I do. I go to work, go to gym, and that's it. But I'm absolutely gutted more so for the kids, you know, for Theo's sake, because look, obviously he's three in April, so he's running, jumping around, and he's full of energy, and I want to take him to places, and I just can't. You know, everywhere is shut, and it's just not nice. And obviously Alfie, he's, you know, he's 4 months, nearly 5 months at the end of this month, and you know, usually babies go swimming, have their first swim at like 3 months, and haven't been able to do that. And I don't know when I can do that. So gutted for the kids, really.
And I think for people that have kids at school age, it's so hard now to homeschool and work and kind of keep the house going, and, you know, really challenging for especially younger kids that are so used to going to school and understand you know, the difference to being sat at home and yeah. not understanding that it is school time now, because well, I'm at home now, is this not holidays? And so very challenging for those people as well. So some people are in lots of different buckets at the moment, I think.
Yeah, yeah, they are. They are. So
young Lewis, your thoughts?
Lewis is kind of a bit quiet.
well, I've got to be honest, listening to you two talking about I think we've had to adapt. This lockdown we knew was coming. Everyone could see from a mile off that something had to happen. So but we've adapted and we've had, it's all we know. You know, for myself personally, yep. I've worked throughout lockdown. I've seen some absolute crazy scenes. And what I was quite surprised about this lockdown is it's not really a full lockdown, is it? You look what was closed last time to what now. Like, I don't see any difference in the traffic on the roads when I go to work. I don't see the queue at McDonald's every day around the corner from me. I'm not part of that. I'm not part of that queue, but I drive past it. It's huge.
But the problem.
That first lockdown.
I think what a difference is a lot more places are COVID secure. Obviously, the first lockdown, it was a case of, you know, close everything because there was no PPE anywhere. Whereas this time, there's things in place, there's procedures in place, and obviously only essential stuff is supposed to be open. You know, you can't go into closed shops and try stuff on, or, you know, they're all shut. I think I don't really go shopping, but I'm sure they're all shut.
I think the only places are supermarkets, which I believe rules are becoming stricter, because you still see families going shopping like it's the day out. You can click and collect from most places now, so I mean you can still buy from shops, you just have to go and collect it, which, you know, they say COVID secure, you've still got to go up to a desk and talk to someone.
Yeah.
The products have still been handled.
Yeah, I think the start of the pandemic, you know, people didn't know how the disease was spreading and what was the key touch points and how to protect people. So, you know, the first lockdown, you know, I remember driving to work because I was a store manager at the time, and not a single person on the road, not anyone out. It was just, it was scary.
Weird, wasn't it?
But I also think at that time, we were limiting numbers into shops, but actually no one was wearing masks because we didn't have masks. No one was sanitizing when they walked into buildings because we didn't have sanitizers. So, you know, it was really dangerous at that point. And I think, it doesn't feel so much of a lockdown this time, but, you know, social distance is really kind of, you know, well known, sanitizing everywhere you go. You know, COVID secure bit that Paul mentioned, a lot more places have got screens or that kind of stuff. And the virus, people understand how it spreads quickly and everyone wears masks. So there's a lot of differences. But, you know, the new variant is really dangerous around how quick it affects people. And it's, you know, affects people. It doesn't really matter what age group you are, which is quite scary, because that's, you know, the first variant of COVID was very targeted, vulnerable people, older age. And now
it's everyone.
On the news of young people really struggling to breathe in intensive care. So it's still really scary. I sound like Chris Whitty, but there is hope on the horizon with the vaccine. But you know, for now, I need to stay at home. So hopefully soon will be normal. But I think it's going to be a few more months, definitely a few more months until things start, you know, going back to slight normal. But I think social distancing and masks are going to be here for the rest of the year, unfortunately.
There's one good thing is next month we all won't need to pay over the odds to go to a restaurant on Valentine's Day.
I
tell you what, I'll treat you to a king-size pot noodle. How about that?
I mean, the supermarkets are going to be flush with...
they are.
Valentine's Day. I'm sure there's a company I work for that are doing a fantastic Valentine's Day meal, but obviously for commercial purposes, I won't be able to release that information. I'm sure they'll still expect things, though, won't they? It's not like we can turn up with a king-size pot noodle and say, happy Valentine's Day.
Your headphones are kind of like the corporate colours, aren't they?
It's
tattooed, isn't it, Lewis?
But you need to get a life, you do, to be honest.
This is what happens when all you do is work through lockdowns.
Mm.
unfortunately. I mean, I had a week off just, and it was the worst week off work I've ever had in my life.
Really? It shows you enjoy your job though, doesn't it?
No, it just shows, because you can't go anywhere. Couldn't do anything. No, it snowed, so I went out for a walk in the snow. But I spent most of the day just sitting at home, and you could tell I was sitting at home because I used so much heat in that month, that week.
I think though, I think even if you just have a week off doing nothing, it's really good for well-being, because you know, you're out of that environment. You might be sat at home, but you're having conversations, you're kind of doing those odd jobs, but you're out of that work environment, because a lot of people this year haven't taken time off work if they didn't have to. They just kept working and kept working. I was one of those people. When I did have that break, forcibly, it was really nice to switch off. And even though you go, what are you doing on your holiday? Nothing, because there's nothing to do. But you know, spend time with obviously your family and or whoever you're with, and it's nice.
Get the buffet food out again.
That
buffet food has seen us through many a lockdown. Fantastic. I don't think we'll see ever see the end of buffets anytime soon. Nope. Which is fantastic. No. Right then, so I think we should move on to one of our segments of the show. You know what time it is. It's time for question time. So let's get ready for some questions. So, welcome to question time. I believe Mr. Hanna, Mr. Paul Hanna,
has a question. I have a question.
So, guys,
my question to you, totally off the cuff, is...
Making this up on the spot.
Yeah.
Like we haven't just discussed this in the break.
What are your... No. What are your targets for 2021? So 2021 is upon us. What are you working towards?
Ooh. I didn't expect this question.
I've no time to think about this.
Paul, let's just get it out of there. Paul wanted this segment so badly. So I think the right thing to do
back here. Christmas Day, didn't he?
He said, boys, first episode back, I really want a segment on 2021. Yeah, go for it.
Pretend you don't know. What I'm asking.
It's off the cuff. We're not going to tell anyone. Far away. So I think that the question should go straight to Paul for this, and I think you should answer.
I can't answer my own question first.
He's had 2 months to prepare for this. I'll answer first if you want me to, Paul.
Go on.
2021, what's my goal? My goal and ambition? Get back on my fitness and health. Try and stick to a diet. Well, I can. Do well at work. You know, when you're in a new role, that first year is so important. Sets the tone. I've recently had a review at work, which went really well. I was quite happy. I was quite pleased. Quite surprised, to be honest. And that set me some targets for work. But also, I want the podcast to become something big in 2021. I really want people to be listening to us every week. I mean, half the time we're jibbering away, but that's what this podcast is all about. It's three blokes that have been through mental health that talk about it as if it's just us talking about the football on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
I just want to put, so for me, the ambition would be to get the podcast to number one in the world. That's ambitious, but
yeah.
It's not unachievable.
No, it's good.
Okay.
And I want to be fitter, healthier, happier, and I want to go on holiday. I'm not going to lie. I really want to go and see the sunshine. Nice 35, 40 degree heat with an ice cream and a beer and all you can eat buffet. That's what and I think a lot of people just want that. So, 2020. No, I think 2021 is going to be a cracking year. It's going to be brilliant. We've seen the worst, haven't we? There's nothing more that could happen that could make this next year worse than last year, could it?
No, definitely not. What about yourself, Ryan?
Three goals for me.
Three.
So the first one is around positivity. So keep positive throughout anything personal, work, and try and look at things in a different way, and small things, just if I'm normally thinking, oh Christ, not again, I've got to really turn that around. it's positivity. And second thing is kind of looking after myself. So being healthy, exercising, and, you know, not eating all the shit if I don't have to, and just looking after myself personally. With that sort of stuff. Lewis did like a weird hand movement then.
We said a bad word. Can we put that out live on the podcast? Oh, yeah, we can. That's fine.
And then the last one is around kind of just being kind, so looking out for each other. So last year I have to admit I didn't contact or reach out to people as much as I should have. So for this year is really trying, you know, when we can meet people, to meet people again and doing FaceTime and all that sort of stuff. So those are my three goals.
I like them. I like your last one, because I was driving home the other day from work, and I thought my aim this year is to return calls. If people call me, return them.
You did? I was impressed. You did the other day.
If people message me, return that message. Sometimes I can be useless. Ryan North knows how terrible he is at replying.
Yeah.
It can take weeks to get hold of him. Sometimes I think he's disappeared to the Outer Hebrides.
I do reply.
But yeah, I did think that's a good one. I like that one, Ron. Yeah, I like that. My dad's the worst. I rang my dad the other day and he said, I can be ringing back in 10 minutes, Lou. So yeah, no worries, Dad. 48 hours later, I'm still yet to receive this call. He might hear this podcast before he actually calls me back, so...
Sounds good.
So sounds we're good. On to the main event then, because Mr. Paul Hannah, you have waited so long for this. And I think we're going to be surprised by his...
I am intrigued for this one.
Oh, after all the preparation you've had. What's the question? My own question.
Yeah, your question.
Your goals and aims for...
Or should we change it slightly? Everything.
Go on. Go for it.
Oh, we're going to change it. Change it.
I think, what is the one thing you want to achieve this year that you didn't manage to achieve last year?
Be in my own house.
Okay.
Be in my own house. I've learned the hard way that it's a long fucking process. So that's my one goal above everything, is to be in my own house. Not going to give in this, you know, an estimated time on that, but let's just say things are moving. Not as quickly as I'd liked, but things are moving.
If you bought a house, or were you put an offer in, or...
I can't say.
Can't say.
No, it's all going to be a surprise, you know. Ooh. So, it's...
He's moving in with you, Lewis. That's what's happening. He's not told you.
This spare room that we call now the studio is going to be taken over.
That's going to be the
bachelor
pad.
Nah, being real honest, I goes above everything, goes against everything that I've said, to be honest. I wasn't going to tell people. But fuck it. So I bought a house.
Swearing on the podcast, please.
Okay. So I bought a house the day Alfred was born, on the 29th of August. Obviously, I'm still.
Today is. Are they building it?
Today is the 18th of January 2021, and I'm still not in. So I've learned the hard way that if there's a chain involved, it can be a lengthy process.
It sounds I Am Legend, where it's like it's day 27.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about this for the next 6 months. Has Paul moved in yet? Who knows? Find out next time on season 5, Meta Talks.
Season 5, love it.
That's good, though. It's a good aim.
That's a good goal. I like that.
I have many other goals, but Ryan, switch the question. Thanks for that.
Switch the question, I think.
Tell us a goal then, Paul. What goals have you got this year other than moving house, moving in, moving out?
I do want to be in the best physical shape I've ever been in. I think last year I achieved that goal. So I want to get to that next level. I've got an idea and a plan on what I want. How I'm going to get there. I've also got a project which I don't mind speaking about. I'd like to wait until I'm in my own house, because it's my creative atmosphere, but I plan to be a published author at some point. probably not this year, but I am looking at starting to write my book this year. So as soon as I'm in my house, my evenings will be spent by
the fire.
By the log fire, writing a book.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I hope I get a copy of that first before Lewis.
I'll sell one to you.
I don't even get a free one.
No.
They probably charge me more as well.
Yeah. To you, they're $16.99. To everyone else, they're £8.
Wow.
Paul Hannah's going to have a book. I'm going to write Brilliant. A book first.
But yeah, it's going to be a lengthy process as well, but it's something that I want to do.
Do you think it's time that we move on to our next segment of the show, which is top tips?
Top tips.
I'm taking your role on. I'm going to be quiet.
Top tip. No, you're you're a host, so crack on.
Say what you want.
So we're now moving on to the show, which is top tips. So these are the tips that we, as a collective threesome, have decided are the best tips for lockdown point three.
Are we in lockdown version three now?
Yeah, because we had like a little mini lockdown for a couple weeks.
Lockdown, you know, via four.
Tier one to four, where you could... You
whatever know, we're in. Yeah. Solitary confinement, whatever it's called. But Lewis, over to you then. What's your top tips for the viewers this week? And it's got to be specific to lockdown top tips.
Specific to lockdown. Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a tough one, you know, because you came to me very quickly.
Make sure you live in a place with Just Eat.
Yeah. Always top number tip is make sure when you go and view a house, Uber Eats, Deliveroo,
yeah,
Just Eat,
that's right.
Everyone can deliver to you because you just need that.
Oh, you do. 100%. It's an emergency.
If you need some milk, if you need some bread, if you need McDonald's, if you need
KFC,
KFC, Nando, all of that. Nah. Let's not get this wrong. Uber Eats, Deliveroo, some of the biggest winners out of this lockdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just gonna go off on a bit of a tangent here.
Go on.
Has this changed the way that we eat? Because
after
lockdown finishes, do you want to go out to a restaurant or do you want to sit in the comfort of your own home and go? Like, I'm not gonna lie, Frankie and Benny's have had so much business from me up the road since lockdown started, but before lockdown, I don't think I ventured in there once.
I think that retailing and food and hospitality is going to continue to play out as it is now. So more people use what you said, apps to deliver to home, because they realize that's more important to spend the time together. And I think that how we order online, click and collect, have home deliveries, all that kind of stuff will not change. I think some people are now so used to not going out to shop that they prefer it. So yeah, I agree. And there's some places I never used to eat at because I couldn't be asked to drive to them. Or sit and wait for the queue, or wait
for the table service. One place that I'm disappointed that I can't get an Uber Eats for around here.
I actually quite like the restaurants are closed, because it's only until you realise, like, it's only until restaurants close that you realise that people quite happily go and pay like $3.95 for a glass of Coke. Yeah, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible how much money people waste. And to be honest, I've touched up on my chefing skills.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I've been cooking.
Fantastic. I can cook that.
So
my mom still thinks that all I can cook is fajitas, but
what's your favorite dish?
Something I'm really good at cooking at the moment, very simple. Is it's a bit like a carbonara, but it's not carbonara, but it sounds very similar to a carbonara.
You know how to boil pasta, is that what you're saying?
No, I can cook a mean, you know, garlic and chicken.
Okay, nice.
Nice bit of...
Well, the one that's already pre-made.
No. We don't pre-make. Because I thought I'd test this, you know, my mum, when you've moved out, Paul, you'll realise this. The people don't buy you gifts anymore when you move out.
No.
They buy you house gifts.
Yeah.
For Christmas, I got a lovely toolkit. I got a pot to cook in. And I've been using that pot.
Pot's cook or pissing?
Can we stop swearing on the pot?
You sure you're using it for the right thing?
So a few weeks ago, I made this chicken peas, bacon lardons, garlic, parsley, coriander, a double cream, and a bit of water, and it was sensational. Absolutely blew the lid off.
You know what? I didn't know Jamie Oliver's popping onto our podcast.
I know. Talk to me if you want a Uber Eats. I will gladly deliver.
Maybe we should change this to Food with Lewis.
Do you know what? And this is, I find cooking very therapeutic.
Yeah.
All those little bits to get to the final result. And I'm there looking at the final result like, I could have bought this in the shop.
I was going to say, putting that water into the pot noodles is
just... being oriental and adding in the soy sauce, you know.
The ripping and making sure you get every drip in.
I absolutely hate it. I hate cooking. I just think there's so much... You got to deal with all the timings and it's just... I just hate it. It takes you like 4 hours to cook.
What are you cooking?
Yeah.
You're cooking a fucking turkey.
Maybe you stop
swearing on this podcast.
Yeah, right. No, but you know what
I'm saying? What are you cooking for 4 hours?
No, but you've got to like prep it and marinate it and all that.
Do you live on a farm or something? Cut
the chicken.
Yeah,
you can fetch it. Well, out of those 4 hours, spend the first 3 hours chasing it around. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it takes a while to cook and then about 2 minutes to eat.
So. To order it.
Anyway, we went off on a bit of a tangent there.
The Paul's top tip is don't order your food. Go and live on a farm and you can do it all yourself.
Spend your Sunday afternoon chasing chickens around.
No.
I love cooking. I find it so therapeutic.
Like it. Good though. My top tip would be we'll talk about targets. Break your 2021 goals into manageable targets.
Smart targets.
Are they specific? Are they measurable? Are they achievable? Ooh. Are they realistic?
Ooh.
And are they
nearly got there?
Time efficient, maybe. It's been ages since I went to college, but
that was amazing.
I was quite surprised. I thought you'd go smart. I just thought it's like smart targets are smart.
No, but what I'm saying is break it down and just set yourself little targets to reach that goal. You know, if you want to lose weight, well, first of all, make sure you move more, and then sort out your diet. Yeah. You know, and sort, you know, watch your calories. You know, sorting out your diet, you can break that down even further to, you know, watching your calories, and break that down by planning your meals, for example. So everything can be broken down, and once everything's broken down, it's just that little bit more achievable.
I like that.
It's good.
Ryan,
enlighten us on your top tip. For
top tip is saving. I feel like I'm a bank manager now, but I think I talked about it. Nothing is open. We talked about it. You can't go out, you can't, you know, go to the gym, whatever. So those subscriptions that are currently froze and all that money you'd spend on your Friday date nights and all that sort of stuff, save it, because all these holidays you want, and Lewis is gagging for the sun, is put that in, you know, a lockdown pot, put as much money as you can in your spare change and treat yourself out of lockdown. So that's my top tip.
That's a nice top tip, Ryan, but I mean, the amount of parcels...
I'm not saving for you, Lewis. You're not coming with me. Just put that one out there.
It's not very nice, is it? No, I think people will understand the value of money more when lockdown ends. When I genuinely think, you know, oh, we're going to spend this much to go out, or we're going to go and spend this much to go to the gym.
I agree.
Or we're going to spend this much on our shopping when we've, you know, I think people will become a lot more money savvy. Oh, you said it. There we go. Money savvy. Become money savvy. That's probably not an advert. We might get really cool for that. But...
Brilliant. Some good top tips.
Good top tips. Next episode of top tips.
Yes, what I was going to say, we really need your questions, thoughts, and topics sending through. So, using the social medias.
You need mine.
We need yours, Paul. We need everyone. So everyone that's listening.
Everyone's. Okay, everyone's. So, guys, what we want to do is answer your questions to add on to what Ryan was saying. Send any questions, anything that you'd like to say to either myself, Lewis, or indeed Ryan. And what we will try and do. What is the plan here? Are we going to read them out? Are we going to invite them on?
I think...
If we want to invite people in. Absolutely.
Yeah. Who do you think should be special guests? Who has some really good value to add to our conversation? What questions do you have about personally us or what we've gone through or what we got more top tips or specific questions you have? And then I think any topic or conversation for future episodes. So season two now, we've got lots more topics to discuss, but anything that you think is really important, send it across on the social medias. And we will reply and we will use all that stuff you send over. So get sending over the next kind of week and a bit. And Lewis will collate them.
I will collate the data into one
big collating
question pot. That's a
little bit. Look at Lewis and his bubblehead.
Yeah, fantastic episode. It's not really been about anything other than catch up.
Yeah.
A bit of mentor. We can cook. I learned that in lockdown. Brilliant. I'm fantastic at cooking.
Pasta.
But mental health, you know, like we said at the start of this episode, it's going to become such a force this year. But that's good because we don't want it to be just because of lockdown. It's important that mental health continues to be thought of in the same light as any other illness, in the same light as just any, it's just normal everyday topics, you know, talk to someone, how are they doing, how they're feeling, and where people can feel like they're not going to be treated any different or looked at any different if they say, yeah, I'm having a bad day. I had a bad day 2 weeks ago and I've had bad days many times over the last 3 to 6 months. And I won't be ashamed to admit that those days are hard, but because I'm able to talk about it, everything seems 10 times better.
Yeah, that's it. Talking is absolute key, isn't it? It's the reason we do this podcast. So we can talk and obviously we can hopefully give confidence to our listeners to obviously speak up and talk to whoever, you know. I think with this lockdown, I've noticed that a lot more people are, you know, checking up on each other. Even if it is just a quick text to say, what's going on? How are you feeling? Anything new? And that's it really. We're all in this together, aren't we?
We are. There's no escaping. Every single one of us are in this.
Brilliant.
Fantastic, bro. We will look forward to next episode where we answer all of your questions, no matter how strange, how unique, how deep these questions might become. We're all well equipped to answer them.
Season two. Episode two. Yeah? How about that?
Brilliant. I love that role. You keep practicing. Awesome.
Yeah. Right.
Well, so thank you for me. We will see you next episode. Thank you very much for listening and have a good day.
Bye all.
See ya.